We were talking yesterday with the South Catering Federation of Ireland, who held a meeting of their members and others in Killarney last night to go through what they say are the regulations coming down the line with regards to short-term holiday lets. From, and they feel it's the 1st of November, there will be regulations in place that will mean you will not be able to advertise on any of the websites, Airbnb, Booking.com, Expedia.com, or your own website indeed, if you have a website for your self-catering or your short-term holiday let, that you will not be able to do it legally without having planning permission from your local authority. With me in the line to talk about the implications of this is Independent Councillor for Killarney Municipal District, Brendan Cronin and Kerry County Council. Brendan, good morning to you. You've been long a critic of the government's attempts to regulate in this area, and you say the impact it's having on tourism. Now, we were onto the Department of Housing yesterday in relation to the concerns expressed by the Self-Catering Federation of Ireland. Now, what they're saying is that the 1st of November is not a date. They're saying the issue is with Europe at the moment, as was explained yesterday. But once it does come back, and it could come back at any stage, could come back tomorrow, next week, next month, or on the 1st of January, they don't know exactly when, that's when the regulations will kick in and they will have this impact, that you won't be able to advertise. The onus will be on the hosts and the websites that advertise short-term letting, not to put them up if they're not sure, they don't have planning, which will effectively, I'd imagine, put an end to it for a lot of people.
Yeah, good morning, Jorin. Good morning to your listeners. This was highlighted by the Irish Self-Catering Federation, and I went to that meeting last night, and I suppose it was stark, and it confirmed many of the concerns that I've been raising over the last year and a half, 2 years regarding this. Bottom line is, and I want to reiterate this, the vast majority are family-run. They're vital to the income of the household. They're also vital, Jerry, for the income of the local community in all the services that are provided. There was anger, confusion expressed. The people, generally speaking, feel that they have been targeted by the legislators in Dáil Éireann and feel let down, likewise, by them. There's uncertainty, as you correctly stated, regarding the November and this situation regarding the government getting clarification and the go-ahead from Europe. The bottom line, and the message is very simple and very clear from the vast majority of the people in the short-term letting is, they're paying their taxes, they're working hard at it, they're paying their LPT, they want to be completely legitimate. But, for example, when they contact, and this was really at a number of times last night, when they contact the Planning Department of Kerry County Council about making an application and about whereabouts they're positioned, then Killarney obviously is the major focus because
it's the rent pressure zone, and this only applies to rent pressure zones at the moment.
Correct. Yes, and that's the problem, see? And then they're being told by the planning department that they're wasting their time applying, that they'll be refused. Yet the planning department in the county development plan, there's a commitment given written in that every case will be assessed individually as it comes forward. But you see, the message is not good. And on the other hand, then, let's look. The government have issued circulars, Jerry, to all local authorities and the planning departments of all local authorities, including Kerry, regarding wheelchair situations where properties that are being offered now for refugees and for asylum seekers. Again, we have this in Killarney, and they're indicating to the planning authority not to put any planning obstacle in the way of these properties being made available. So, in other words, if it isn't fully adhered to planning, well, it's okay. Now, can you understand the frustration and the anger on the two sides in the one area of the argument, one being penalised for working and then the other side of the kind?
Well, in fairness to them, responding to a pressurised situation and a national emergency, which we are in at the moment. But on the side of what you're talking about, on the short-term letting and the concerns there, we were in touch with the Department of Housing, and they clarified that there is no date as of yet, but it will come. It could come at any day. They have said they'll provide a statement for us on their response to the concerns expressed, but we haven't got one yet this morning. Hopefully we'll have for the end of the programme. What about the wider point? And this is the point. Notwithstanding people's right to do with their properties as they wish and respond and decide, I'm going to be a long-term renter, I'm going to be a short-term renter, I'm going to sell my property, I'm going to rent it out to the local authority. The national good. This is an emergency. We have 10,000 people in emergency accommodation and growing. And we have particular problems in Killarney. young people cannot even get a house to rent. They can't buy a house, they can't settle locally, live close to where they work. Something has to be done, something radical. And this is part of what the government's doing to try to respond to those real needs.
I accept totally the case you're making, and that's accepted across the board. There are huge problems, yes. But you see, and here again lies the thing. People who own and operate short-term letting across the board, they feel, and they're correctly when they feel, they're being targeted and being wrongly, in my eyes, being blamed for the housing crisis. They did not cause the housing crisis. It's a failure for the last 10, 15 years. The councils across the board, the local authorities didn't get funding. Kerry County Council, were it not for the voluntary housing organisations, the number of houses would be very limited. Only for the voluntary housing organisations come rowing in, social housing wouldn't be built at all. They were excellent in our county and helped hugely to take the numbers off the waiting list. But what's happening and what's being targeted here is, and the suggestion and the whole thing is that the short-term letting of the cause of the problem.
I understand the point, but the government aren't saying that, in fairness. They're not saying it's all your fault. There's a number of different things. They're considering buying huge developments out of buy-to-let. That's the latest we're hearing. They have to do a lot of things in a lot of different areas. This is just one particular area that they're moving on, because it is a problem. Hundreds of properties in Killarney available to short-term let, hardly any available to long-term let. That's a problem.
But the government are using all these things at their disposal by taxing and by putting this situation by planning permission, and you can't have. What they're trying to do, call a spade a spade, is they're trying to force the people that are operating
back into long term letting. Yeah,
absolutely. And I can tell you this, Jerry, and we had this discussion on a number of occasions. 99.9% of the people I speak to regarding this will not, under any circumstances, go to long-term letting. They will sell it, they will let it empty, and why would it up for sale? That's not going to benefit really either. Yeah.
We're short of time, Brendan. Have you got concerns and fears whenever this comes in, and it will be sooner rather than later, I'd imagine, probably this side of Christmas, that come Christmas time, come the new tourism season, that if you put this together with the number of rooms that are gone to the refugee crisis and asylum seeker increased numbers coming in, that you'll have very few bed nights available in Killarney, particularly at the lower and mid-range for people to come on holiday in this part of the country next season?
I agree completely. I foresee huge concerns because there are substantial hotel properties have been offered to the IPAS for refugee and for asylum seekers. One lady explained last night, just to put this in context, who has a short-term let property, they had a Kerry County Council enforcement officer visiting the house and threatening that they'll be fined if they don't stop. What is going to be, take that in the broader picture, what is going to be the consequences when we come next March and April, St. Patrick's weekend and the start of the tourist season? Is Killarney going to be, is the intention of the thing to be a direct provision centre? Or is it a major tourist destination? We have two major problems now, issues, because let's be fair, all the people, government are closing the short-term lettings down and put every obstacle in their way to operate and earn a living and earn an income, and that's not right either.
Okay, all right, Deputy Brendan, or Councillor Brendan Cronin, I should say, thanks very much for talking to us.